Sammy, time to talk some boxing. It's a week on.
One of your favourites.
Yeah, love the sport. I've covered it for a long, long time. And, of course, last week in the big pay-per-view show, Chris Tezeski. He didn't stop Paul Gallen, but he probably stopped Paul Gallen's career with a very emphatic victory to defend his Australasian heavyweight title and also claim the vacant Australian heavyweight title. And he's on the line now, a week on, and I wonder whether it has actually sunk in, his achievement. Chris, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Well, a week on, has it sunk in what you achieved last Wednesday night?
Yeah, it sunk in, mate. That pain in my hand is reminding me every day. So, still healing up from the fight, but it was an amazing achievement, and I'm wrapped with how it went down, yeah.
I'm sure your hands would be pretty sore, given some of the heavy artillery that you unloaded on Paul Gallen. Just how tough is he, considering the amount of punishment that he took? You hit him with an uppercut in the midway part of the fight, which I think would have stopped the rhinoceros, but your hands are paying the price?
Yeah, they are, mate. He's definitely... Look, I knew going into the fight that he was going to be tough. I've seen that in his previous fights. But like you said, mate, I hit him with an uppercut. I thought I really took his head off. And some of the shots that I was hitting him with, a credit to him, because I thought I could have put down a horse for some of those shots.
So, Chris, after a fight like that, what's the recovery like?
I was actually saying to my partner the other day, I haven't come out of a fight. I felt all right. There was a couple of shots there that Paul was cracking me in the back of the head that I was a little bit sore there. And basically, like I said, just my hands. The guy's got a head like a brick.
But so do you, the night of that fight, are you able to sleep well? Like all the hits to the head, the pain that your body would be in physically.
The adrenaline still.
The adrenaline, I mean, yeah, AFL players talk about staring at the ceiling until 4 a.m. when they play a night game. When do you start feeling yourself again, Chris?
Yeah, mate, it was a little bit like that. I suppose, you know, there is a lot of adrenaline, and I always look forward to moments, you know, after you do come out of the fight, you know, you're relatively safe and healthy, and you can talk about it with your friends and sort of, you know, you're reliving some of the moments that happened in the fight. So that's what I sort of did. I just caught up with some friends, and we just spoke about the night, and, you know, this for me, this was a dream come true. Like, you know, I've had this massive opportunity sort of thrust upon me, and then we had 5 weeks notice for the fight, 4 weeks to really train and prepare, and then all of a sudden your moment's there, and then to come out the other side of that. And for me, I always thought, you know, it was just about controlling my own emotions on such a big stage, and I knew if I could, you know, control my emotions and be calm in that sort of chaos, that I would come away with the win. So just looking back at it, it was just good to sort of relive some of those moments again. And you're hyped, you're pumped and the rest of it. But to be honest, when I did get home, I hit the hay fairly quick. I was a really taxing bout for me. I've never felt so bloody exhausted ever. So, yeah, I sort of hit the hay pretty quick.
There's an old saying in boxing, skills pay the bills. And I'll firstly look at... Skills pay the bills. And really, people that follow boxing closely weren't all that surprised at the result, because Chris is a very slick boxer,
yep.
Very talented southpaw, and in terms of boxing has levels, and nothing against Paul Gallen, who obviously the higher profile fighter, but he's an ex-NRL superstar who's just a walk-up slugger. I'm not saying he's...
Brute force.
But did you see it like that as well, Chris, that really when you...
So you're saying a blunt instrument versus a surgeon, is that what we're going for?
Yeah, that's not a bad analogy. Chris, would you agree with that?
Yeah, mate, well, you know, even in the build-up, I think we're both under no illusions. Even Gallen himself was saying that, I know he's the better boxer, he's a prettier boxer, but he goes, I just believe I'm tougher and eventually I'll get to it. And that was something that I wanted to prove him wrong about too. You know, he was saying, you know, he thought there was quitting me and things like this. So, you know, essentially I said to him, if you had been a bit nicer in the build-up, mate, you might have had me. But I think you're right. It was skills that paid the bills. And it was a testament to the work I put in that short time. You know, my coach, Ray Giles, we did a hell of a lot of work. And because we did have a fairly short preparation, you know, he sort of said to me, he goes, we've got to go old school with this, mate. He goes, you just got to get the K's in your legs, you know, do the work on the road and do some hard sparring, you know, get that match fitness under our belt. So that's what we did, and we're doing hard rounds with simply the instruction to the guys that were helping me, just go out there and take his head off. So we knew that's what Gal was going to do, and we prepared as best we could. And I think, just dealing with that constant pressure, people coming forward, coming at you, that's what helped me get over the line with it, I think.
So, Beaver, as someone that loves watching a great fight versus you who live and breathe a lot of the sport and the politics behind it, so what does an Australian heavyweight champion do now? How does the next bout work?
Well, that was going to be the next question, because we've now got the, and Chris, this is no disrespect to him, he now owns the titles regionally. He's the Australian heavyweight champion and the Australasian heavyweight champion. But the biggest all-Australian heavyweight fight in many years is only 4 weeks away in Justice Huni against Joseph Goodall. So, Chris, the obvious question is, you'll be watching that with interest, as we all will in a month's time. And is it just the obvious conclusion that you'll be next in line to fight the winner?
Yeah, mate, I think that's what's been spoken about, and I'll definitely be looking at that fight closely, you know what I mean? It's an exciting matchup seeing those two boys go at it. You know, I love boxing for the skill of the sport and the art form that it is, and seeing those two guys, you know, they're built as two of the best sort of amateur boxers that the country's produced in the heavyweight division, or the super heavyweight division in the amateur ranks. So I'll be looking at it with a keen eye. You know, I think I fought Joe Goodall twice in the amateurs, lost in like razor split decisions against him. So I feel very confident, you know, in that matchup. And I was saying, you know, even with people like Gal or anyone that I step in and compete with, for me, it's about challenging myself and getting the best out of myself. And I feel like a fight with either of those boys would definitely challenge me and bring out the best in me. So, you know, people actually called me cocky before. They said, who's this bloke? He's come out of nowhere, saying that a fight between myself and Justice would be a fight with the two best pure boxers. You know, I fancy myself. I think, the skills that I showed on the on last Wednesday and, the fight that he had with Gal, it looked fairly similar in terms of our skill sets. You know, we have different styles, but we are two very good boxers. So I think that'll be a pleasure to watch as well. So it's definitely something looking closely at, mate. And, man, the best man win with those two boys. I wish them both luck, but... Yeah, I'd love to have a crack and an opportunity at the winner for sure.
Almost out of time. Two very, very quick ones before we let you go. You're not the biggest heavyweight going around, and we know the WBC has introduced the Bridgerweight class, 91 kilo to 102 kilo. Are you looking potentially at fighting in that weight class as opposed to legitimate heavyweight?
Yeah, look, mate, the beauty of this is that there is a lot of options, and I think something like that is appealing to me as well. You know, a couple of the boys have fought. I tell you what, some of the Islander boys that, you know, live down our way, one guy I fought was 6'8" and 138 kilos. So I'm at a fairly big size disadvantage against some of these guys. So I think at a Bridger weight limit, I walk around at about 100 to 103 kilos. So that would suit me to the ground. You know, I'd be the big guy in that division, which is something I'd be looking forward to. But if a fight with, say, like a Justice or a Goodall came up, I'd definitely entertain something like that. But I'd also really look to establish myself in the Bridgerweight division also.
And just finally, it'd be remiss of us not to ask, 2.5 weeks out from the biggest Australian boxing event on these shores in many, many years, Kambosos against Devin Haney. How do you see it?
Mate, you got to go with your countrymen. I'll always back George Kambosos. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a thrilling fight, mate. You know, it's amazing that we're getting these big type of fights on our shores. You know what I mean? It was only not long ago we just come through the pandemic. So to have a fight of that magnitude on somewhere like Marvel Stadium, mate, is absolutely amazing. I'll be tuning in and I'll be going for George Kambosos all the way.
Chris, great to have you on. We really appreciate it. Good luck, whatever the future holds.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.